This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Pink News, Republican bills proposed in West Virginia include aims to ban trans people from the public places, cure them, and refer them as obscene matter. Senate Bill 194, 195, and 197, introduced in the state's legislature this month, propose extreme threats to West Virginian trans people. Senate Bill 194 proposes a total ban on all gender-affirming care for trans people up to the age of 21. It further adds that therapists and social workers in the state should attempt to cure trans identities. The bill expands reach of a current on gender-affirming care for those under 18 passed in 2023 and classes trans people as sexual deviant. Under the provisions of the bill, medical professionals including in providing gender-affirming care and medical health care professionals and counsellors are targeted. The bill also includes whistleblower protection clauses and aims to prevent state funds from being utilised for gender-affirming treatment. Senate Bill 195 classes trans people as obscene and aims to ban transgender exposure, performances or display to minors, essentially criminalising public presence of trans people. Senate Bill 197, which refers to trans people as obscene matter, aims to stop obscene matter from being within 2,500 feet of a school, classifying it as indecent exposure. Together, the bills threaten the rights of the trans people in West Virginia, although none have yet been made law. From Q News, a Jewish hairdresser from Perth was shocked after a lesbian couple rejected him as a sperm donor over the Israel-Gaza conflict. Proud gay man Jay Lazarus said he always wanted to be a sperm donor and connected with the lesbian couple from Queensland online in October of 2022. After taking the daunting step, Jay went through almost a year of medical tests, a health regime and counselling with his partner, and by September of 2023, he had donated his sperm, saying, "I was committed to helping them achieve their dream." However, the Queensland couple expressed deep gratitude and acknowledged that he had been absolutely amazing throughout the entire journey. But they said they couldn't proceed due to parts of his identity and that they had ethical challenges over the war between Israel and Gaza, adding, "We don't have the capacity to navigate parts of your identity in this donor relationship, so we're respectfully ending this now." Jay took to social media saying, "I will continue to embrace my identity fully and hope for a future where acceptance and understanding prevail." From NBC News, in the greatest rebuck yet to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar issued a unified statement last Thursday, refusing to follow his declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples and asserting that such unions are contrary to the will of God. The statement, signed by Congolese Cardinal Fridolin Ambongo on behalf of the African nations' bishop conferences, marked the closest thing to the continent-wide dissent from the declaration Pope Francis approved on December 18th, which allowed priests to offer such blessings. Ambongo said it wasn't appropriate for African priests to offer such blessings because of the scandal and confusion it would create. He cited biblical teaching condemning homosexuality as an abomination and the African cultural context, where he asserted that LGBTQ+ unions are seen as a contradictory to the cultural norms and intrinsically corrupt. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Pink News. The 2024 Australian Open officially kicked off in Melbourne last Sunday, and there are a handful of gay tennis players offering some vital rainbow LGBTQ+ representation at the first Grand Slam of the season. Women's tennis has long provided some of the biggest LGBTQ+ names in sport, and there are currently several players on the WTA Tour carrying that torch for the new generation. Russian tennis star Daria Kazatkina is seated 14th at the Australian Open and became the highest profile gay tennis star on the WTA Tour when she publicly came out in 2022. Other players who form part of the LGBTQ+ community include Argentinian Nadia Podoroska, Belgian Greta Minion, and Dutch double specialist Demi Schuurs. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search for QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.